You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech in 2 with Wired. Here's the news you need to know in 2 minutes or less. Presented by Porsche. Introducing the new Porsche 911. A recurring dream turned recurring reality. Learn more at PorscheUSA.com/new911. A new smoking gadget says it's safe. Should you trust it? A new product is vying to be your vice, the IQOS. The IQOS warms, instead of burning, the tobacco. By mixing it with other solvents, it creates a more pure form of nicotine that avoids the tar that contributes to lung disease. While the FDA approved the device, it also approved the previous devices that have put American lungs in danger, and scientists say the device may present unique challenges that haven't been studied all that much. This martini wants to kill climate change, one sip at a time. An invention that electrolyzes carbon dioxide and a dose of water into ethanol has a new function, making vodka out of thin air. The topically named Air Vodka doesn't require resources typical vodka would, and the manufacturing process takes CO2 right out of the air. Little by little, air could get you drunk and kill climate change. And now for today's fast fact. 555 million metric tons. That's how much methane is emitted each year on Earth, a little more than half of which is human-caused. Identifying the top offenders helps control the leaks, so California sent planes to the sky to investigate. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech Into newsletter at wired.com/TT.